This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Lady Lovin' is proudly brought to you by Away. Away is my favorite luggage company on the planet. They use high-quality materials while offering a much lower price compared to other brands by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. You can choose from a variety of colors and four sizes, the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large for extended stays or when you're moving or when you're going somewhere that you just never want to leave. All suitcases are also made with premium German polycarbonate, unrivaled in strength and impact resistance, and extremely lightweight. Also, the interior has patent-pending compression systems, so you can shove so much shit in there, and you'll never really overpack because it will all fit because the bag will compress it for you, and that's amazing. Also, there are 360-degree spinner wheels, which I'm trying to put on my shoes, honestly, because it guarantees a smooth ride. And it's a TSA-approved combination lock built on the top of the bag, so no one will steal your stuff. And that's really important. So you get a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, they'll fix it, they'll replace it. And the best part about it is you get a 100-day trial. So you can live with it, travel with it, Instagram it, and if at any point you decide, hey, I don't like this Away bag, which you won't decide that, but if you were to decide that, you can return that damn thing. So for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, all lowercase, and use promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, all lowercase during checkout. That's $20 off of a suitcase by visiting awaytravel.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, with the promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, during checkout. And remember, lovin, all lowercase. Don't capitalize anything because it won't work. So do it. Hello, beautiful lady lovers, and welcome to your Monday or whatever day you might find yourself listening to our podcast.
What's up, gorgeous?
Hello, Lo. It is.
Hold on, I'm opening a LaCroix.
Lo's cracking a LaCroix. And we did just confirm that it's pronounced LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Even though I want to say LaCroix.
Yeah, same.
But, you know. Here we are. It's just a Lo and Greta episode today.
Jilly had to be called away to a big fancy meeting in New York City.
She's a big fancy meeting girl. We can't do anything to stop
it. She is.
She loves a fancy meeting. She is, you know, she's just popping off. She's a businesswoman. She's just an entrepreneur.
Get it, girl. So it's the two of us.
It's just the two of us. And I know what you're thinking. Why didn't you have on a guest? Where have your guests been? What are you guys doing? And we just want to let you know, we don't want a guest. We just want it to be the two of us. So that's your answer to that question. But also, we will be bringing guests back. I know we haven't had a guest in a while, but we will be bringing guests back.
Probably in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Also, we'll be bringing guests back at our live show.
Oh, yeah.
At the Hollywood Improv on Wednesday, February 21st, 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in LA, you better be buying those sweet-ass tickets to come and see us live, because that's actually, like, the most fun of my life, our live shows.
The live shows are so lit.
Yeah, they're really, really fun.
I'm always really nervous before them, and I think, like, why does anybody want to come hang out with us? And then everybody shows up, and they get so turnt, and the questions are so fun and funny, and it is like a wild room packed full of ladies, and don't let the sound of that freak you out, because it's actually awesome.
Yeah, it's the best time.
It's, like, crazy girl power, insane good energy.
Yeah.
It's so fun, and I have never been to the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, it's so fun.
So I'm so excited.
It's going to be so great.
To be there.
It's iconic. It's going to be great.
Guys, does that mean we're icons?
Yes, we are icons.
Performing at the Hollywood Improv.
Yes.
The ladies of Lady Lovin'. Dope.
So we hope to see you there. You can be our guest. And also, vote for us for a Shorty Award. You know.
Oh, yeah. Best podcast. I think we have a couple days left to vote.
Yeah.
Important. And girl power.
And we want to win. You know what I mean? We came to play, but we want to win.
Yeah.
Like, did we even come to play? I always come to win.
I come to win.
I want to win. Like, people that say that they, you know, don't care, like, no, I'm a fucking winner. Like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to go so hard. Like, I'm going to be the fucking best.
I know.
I'm going to be the best I can be.
But, like, how do we beat, like, the New York Times Daily Podcast?
Because we're the fucking best. Because, you know, no one thought the Eagles were going to win against the Patriots, and look at that.
And now Lady Lovin' is nominated for a Shorty Awards Best Podcast.
Yeah, and we're going to beat Pod Save America and Oprah Winfrey.
And S-Town.
Exactly. No, the thing is that, like, I actually, the concept of, like, coming to win and, like, all of that stuff, it really, it's a blessing and a curse that I feel so strongly about that.
In what, do you apply this to, like, every aspect of your life?
Yeah.
Should I be doing that?
I don't know. It's hard to tell if it's a good thing or a bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's good because, like, when I put my mind to something, I put my mind to it 100%.
Yes.
That being said, I don't give myself a lot of wiggle room, so, like, the pressure can be so immense that sometimes it becomes paralyzing, mm-hmm. and it can put me in a state of, like, how do I move forward, you know? But
yeah,
I've never been raised to half-ass things. Like, if you're going to do it, fucking do it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I wish I felt that way about my email inbox, but sometimes
that can
I
be
do.
Daunting. You just need to go through it, you know?
I actually got this new email inbox thing. This is not an advertisement, by the way. But it's this thing called SaneBox. Mm-hmm. And it creates, like, these new folders in your inbox. And it has some, like, smart algorithm. And so you train it.
You.
Yeah. So when your emails come in, it'll go to, like, sane junk mail, like sane later, and so your actual inbox stays really, really low because it's only from, like, the people that you want to get emails from, and it has changed my email life in the past couple weeks, and it has made me way more productive because I actually see the stuff that I need to address. Yeah.
The thing with emails is I wake up every morning with anywhere from, like, 27 to 45 emails in my inbox, which is very low.
That's a lot to me.
Do you think?
I mean, I think that if you have a corporate job, you get a lot of email every day. But for me, sorry for that sound moment there. But for me, for Love Wellness, I do get a lot of work emails. And for my separate stuff, for the lowdown, for, you know, like, inquiries from brands and stuff like that. Like, sometimes I get a ton, but normally it's, like, a pretty, like, mellow flow.
Oh, girl, I'm not getting, like, 47 emails of people that need to hear from me. I'm getting 47 emails of, like, news and, listener questions. I'm not, like, getting people being, like, I wish I was getting 47 business inquiry emails from my ass. I'd be fucking so happy.
I was like, that's a lot.
No, I'm getting, like, emails from people being, like, hi, it's Rhonda from the DNC. Have you given money lately? The only emails that I like are emails from you guys.
We read all those
emails.
Jilly gets them and then she forwards them, and my phone goes ping, ping, ping all day. And it's so fun. It's so fun to break up our days with listener emails.
Yeah, it's the best. It's my favorite mail to receive our listener emails, to the point that I'm checking my email right now to see if we've received one while we've been recording.
Anything new? I've been getting a lot of DMs lately from listeners, so thanks for sliding into my DMs, chicks. I kind of always hope that it's a hot guy that wants to take me on a date, but also it's dope when it's you guys and you have a question for us too.
Yeah, I mean, I love you guys. Someone did DM me a really fucking rude thing this morning, though.
Oh, God. That was
rude. Some dude DM'd me saying, are you hot? I can't tell.
Fuck you.
It's like, bitch, open your fucking eyes. Of course I'm hot. Like, what? I understand that my Instagram is, like, a crazy place and there are a lot of different people and things up there, but also just, like, come the fuck on.
My favorite is when somebody leaves a comment on my Instagram or slides into my DM to tell me that someone else on The Hills was their favorite character. Like, hey,
Thank you so much.
Like, Lauren was my favorite character on The Hills. Can you tell her? Hey, Lo, hi, Adrina, it was my favorite. I'm like, fuck off.
A lot of people slide into my DMs asking about shit with you in the hills. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know.
Don't know, don't care.
I really don't know, and I don't care.
Ancient history at this point.
It is. We can close the book and throw away the key.
I actually got a phone call from a television executive the other day that was like, would you do a Hills reunion? And I was like, fuck no.
No.
I don't want any association with any of those people.
Yeah.
Like, the disassociation is what I'm, like, hungry for.
Right.
Because all those people, I probably shouldn't say this on our podcast, because somebody will write an article about it.
That's how you feel. You just, it's just, it's not even the people. You're just in a different place with your life.
I'm in a different place with my life. Absolutely. I think that there are some people that were on the show that have gone on to, like, great success and were friends and I'm happy for them. And others that I probably never would have in my life unless we worked together at right. one point.
Right.
But I think everybody actually feels that way about their coworkers, which yeah, is really what say, the Hills actually, was. They were all just my fucking coworkers.
Yeah, y'all. I think that what people need to realize is that that's what it was.
Yeah, it was a job, a job.
A co-working. It was like you were at a WeWork.
Yeah. WeWork on co-working TV. Space. It was a co-working space.
Yeah.
On television.
Exactly.
I love it. What's going on with you this week, G?
Man, you guys, I've...
You feeling better? Greta got the awful flu.
I got the flu, and that was really terrible. I am feeling better, but the question still remains, will I ever get my voice back?
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying this, like, raspy moment that I'm going through.
I actually enjoy it.
I think it's, like, kind of hot, and I think it's cute, and, like, I'm feeling the vibe. But at the same time, I just want to be feeling 100%. It's really hard since I've been in LA. I talked about this last week, but it's like since I've been in LA, it was like my lupus and it was the flu. And it's like I'm just ready to be here and to not feel like garbage.
I understand. I totally get it.
Because it's really tarnishing my experience thus far.
Yeah, you did get in the car. I was like, so how are you like in LA? You're like, I don't know.
I love it. You know, I love that you're, I love that I'm with you. I love that I'm with my friends, my family, my boyfriend. I love all of those things. It's just I want to feel good and I want to feel like my brain is working, you know?
Yes. Brain function is high up on my list also.
But what were we talking about in the car on the way here, Lo? We were talking about dating.
Dating apps and dating. We just sat on one of my dating apps for like a half an hour outside the recording studio and just laughed.
Man that was, his profile photo was him in a headstand wearing like a complicated stringy sandal.
Like a lady sandal. Which, I mean, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, totally fine. Go nuts. But like, let me see your face.
I think that he was at a burner.
Yeah.
Like, he was at the burn.
Do you have any interest in doing that?
No.
We're talking about Burning Man.
I always say no to people with Burning Man photos in their dating profile.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not interested in you.
I'm not interested in going to Burning Man at all.
Me neither.
Like, at all. It's never interested me. In fact, it gives me anxiety. The thought of, like, doing drugs and being in a hot, hot desert with a bunch of people dressed like they're in Mad Max. And nowhere to go.
For 11 days.
Oh, no. I'd lose it. I'd go insane.
100%.
I'd be like peeling my skin off somewhere. Honestly, I'd lose my mind. I already can't handle being high on weed. You know, it's like.
Me neither.
I can't smoke pot. I'm not cool like that. Like, I wish I could. Same. I wanted to retrain myself
it's
to smoke
pot. It's legal
in
California now, and I still don't do it because it makes me feel wild. I hate it.
I want to retrain myself to like it. Like, I want to be that cool older woman that's like blazes. And like, if I were to ever have a kid, I would want my kid to be like, oh, like my mom is so cool. She gets high.
Well,
you could go to the
weed store and ask them about it.
I'm just at a point where I'm just like so paranoid. Like, it makes me so paranoid.
I was at the weed store with friends the other day. And I told the guys that worked there that. I was like, I get super paranoid. Like, I literally, like, start to have panic attacks.
And what'd they say?
And they were like, oh, you need to smoke indica.
Yeah, indica is what I need to smoke.
Not sativa. Sativa is like a brain mind high, and indica is just a body high. But I still am too nervous.
I mean, no, indica is definitely the way to go for both you and I. And the times that I have smoked weed in the last like year has been indica, and it's been like pretty fine, but.
But pretty fine is not fine.
Here's the thing. I can't do it in public.
Yeah.
I can't do it with strangers.
Yeah.
I can't do it if I'm planning on interacting with anyone later. Like, I need to do it.
On the couch with, like, your boyfriend.
Not even. I'd probably, like, freak out on him. The only person that I really like smoking with, no, is my cousin Jenna. She's my only, like, she's so fucking chill. And, like, she just makes you feel like everything's all right and fine.
That's good.
I think it would help me with my sleep. I think there are a lot of benefits.
There are a lot of health benefits.
Pain management.
Yeah.
It changes people's lives. People with chronic illness, chronic pain.
I know. It's crazy. I just wish I was a better...
Don't you wish you were a better stoner?
Yeah. I'm terrible at it.
Also, like, when you go on dates with dudes or anyone, and they're like, you want to smoke? And you're like... You're like, oh, no, I'm okay. But don't you really want to be like, yeah. And then, like, you take a little drag and you get to be, like, that cute girl that, like,
I wish.
Puffs weed. I know, right?
It's but all I do is, like, end up rolling around on the ground and thinking I'm going to fall out a window.
I mean, I get so fucking paranoid. I think people are talking to me.
Same. I hear voices.
And, like, poles. I think, like, street poles, I think, are people.
Yeah.
Even sides of dumpsters, I think, are people.
Maybe we should just not ever smoke weed ever.
I, like, trip out.
So do I. I hate it.
I used to love it. Like, when I was younger, I loved it.
I even had some CBD the other day, and it made me feel weird.
Really?
Yeah.
See, CBD, I used to – I loved toking on my CBD pen before bed. Mm. Because it doesn't make you high, but like...
I know, but like it just still made me feel weird. It could have been my paranoia just making me panic, you know? Because I knew that it was weed even though it was
you
CBD.
You associated it.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like fucking vapes.
I don't even know what a vape is.
You know, when people are like vaping hookah and shit like that. Like, can we all get over vaping?
But... What? Like, is it a hookah?
Yeah, there are, like, hookah ones. There are, like, nicotine ones.
Is a vape where you get, like, a lot of smoke out of it?
Yeah, you know, those, like, big things that people smoke. They look like battery packs. You know what I'm talking about.
I think I need to Google it.
Are you fucking kidding me, Lo? You don't know what a vape is?
Just hold on.
You know what a vape is. People on Instagram post smoke tricks. With their vape, and I think it's really fucked up.
But wouldn't you, if you smoked weed and a vape, wouldn't you get, oh, this is a vape. Okay.
Now they're doing anti-drug
wouldn't
ads.
Wouldn't you get so high if you smoked a vape?
Well, weed pens, you know.
That is crazy.
Yeah, dog, that's nuts.
That is so much smoke.
But here's the deal.
Is it like a little bit of, does it just create a lot of smoke? Is that the point?
No, it's like scary. It's really scary. Now they're running all of those anti-vape ads. Remember how we grew up with truth ads about cigarettes?
Yeah.
Now they're running all these anti-vape ads because.
You get so high.
Well, no, it's not even getting high. It's like the hookah ones.
Yeah.
That has nicotine in it and it's bad for you. Like burning oil, you're inhaling carcinogens. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now it's like marketed to kids. It's like cotton candy flavor, like pineapple flavor.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Like mystery yum yum. Like it's crazy.
Just take it from me, an old lady. You don't want to do that shit.
No, you really don't. If you're vaping, like if I were a single lady and I were to meet a guy and he were to vape, I'd be like, that's a no for me, dog.
Same.
You know, also like Juuls.
Juuls?
You know those like tiny, like skinny e-cigs?
Oh, yeah, same. No for me.
No for me. That's the thing. I was puffing on this CBD pen, and I was like, this is so addicting. I feel like I'm not doing anything. But then I swear it changed my breathing.
It probably did. I'm okay with, like, if you're a dude and you're fucked up and you, like, want to have, like, a cigarette, like, with your friends,
yeah,
like, outside, like, it happens. But I could never date, like, a full-blown smoker. I went out on a date with a smoker, and I was like, this is weird. He was sober. And so smoking was the only thing that he could do.
Got it.
And it would be like 11 a.m. And he'd
be
like,
did you make out?
Yeah.
Was his mouth crusty?
No, not really.
Was it stinky?
No, he was like pretty hygienic, honestly. I don't know how he managed.
I was talking about this with my
boo. He was like super hot, so like.
Yeah, so it's like you just was like whatever.
Yeah, whatevs.
When I used to smoke cigarettes in high school, we would, like, do it during break.
Yeah.
And then, like, spray a bunch of perfume on ourselves.
Like Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, and, like, go back into high school, and it's, like, we thought that no one could smell it off of us.
You totally could, though. I would smoke cigarettes in high school and drive home and, like, just smoke with my car window down.
Yeah.
And, like, hello.
It reeks.
You ass fuck. Of course you just smell it like a cigarette. It really does.
Wow. Like, that's the one thing when I think about potentially having children that brings me joy is busting them when they think they're being so slick.
Did you have to kiss your parents when you came home in high school?
Depends.
I did.
When my parents would get suspicious.
Oh. My parents were always suspicious because I was always fucked up.
I mean, same. My parents wouldn't necessarily. My mom would be like, let me smell you. Like, she wouldn't even pretend to kiss me. She would just go for the smell.
The smell. Mm-hmm. The sniff.
The sniff.
So when I would get home, both my parents would already be in bed asleep generally, and I'd have to tiptoe in and wake my mom up and kiss her on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always kind of grab my shoulders and, like, do a nice inhale and take in everything that I had imbibed.
Yep.
And smoked that evening.
It really does reek.
It really does.
Even vodka smells.
Oh, my God. I remember one time I was drunk in high school. Not even that drunk. And the next day, my dad said to my mom, she still smells like fucking vodka, Ellen. Like, she has a problem. And I was like, dude, I was not even that fucked up.
I know, but it smells so bad. I remember when we were in high school, we used to always want to drink vodka because everyone thought that it didn't smell. That it had no smell.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bullshit.
It's total bullshit.
Because it reeks.
One time, is this our nostalgia episode?
Yeah, we're just going down memory lane.
One time, I had a little get together. I think I was in early high school. And to get rid of the smell of the party, it was like 6 people, you know, not a big deal. My parents were just like out at dinner. To get rid of the smell, I burnt toast.
Wait, that's actually kind of brilliant.
I thought so too, but I don't really know how well it worked.
I love that that's what you thought of.
Yeah, I burnt toast.
That you could do to burn toast.
Yeah. I think, though, that I was caught because I think that my parents found, like, a beer bottle cap in, like, a weird place in the house.
Yeah, that happens. It's always that rogue bottle cap.
Dog, I always got caught. Also, one time, I had some really big parties in high school. One time after a party, I am not a weed smoker, but my parents didn't know this. And they must have found, like a bag of someone's weed that had, like, fallen out at the party. Uh-huh. And they kept putting weed, like, in my room in places where I would see it but not say anything to me. My parents were punking me.
What do you mean they were putting weed?
They were, like, taking weed that they found from the party and just, like, putting a little on next to my bed, or like putting a little like on the bathroom counter, or like on my dresser. They were punking me with the drugs that they found.
So what would you do with the weed?
I wouldn't do anything. And like after like a couple weeks, I think I said something to my parents that just died of laughter. And now we talk and it's so funny. But they were like, yeah, we used to, you know, like find kids like little weed and stuff. And we used to like put it in your room where you could see it and so that you knew that we knew.
That is so funny.
They fully punked me so many times.
I one time had a party I grew up in an apartment and I used to have crazy parties on the roof of my apartment.
Oh my God, I wish I was there.
They were very fun, but they were nuts.
All of you little DC monsters.
Well, so I started having
them. They're like town cars there with drivers and bodyguards.
That's so funny. I wish.
Did Hillary Clinton come to your party?
No, but
Chelsea.
Did
Chelsea Clinton ever come to like Emily's parties?
No, because Chelsea was a few years older than Emily.
Too old.
Emily also went to all girls boarding school in Virginia.
Oh.
And she was friends with a bunch of boys and went to my high school. And would come to my high school's parties. But we were friends with this one kid whose mom was the the
ambassador to France.
No, she was the Hungarian ambassador.
Yeah.
And you could have parties at their house and you'd be in like Hungary's property. So they didn't have the same drinking laws.
Don't worry, Mom. I'm just going to Hungary tonight.
Yeah, that was insane. That was amazing.
That's funny.
But the way that I got caught this one time having a party inside my house was I cleaned up so meticulously. I did such a good job cleaning.
You thought so.
Everything. But my dad is the most OCD freak nightmare on the planet. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, I'm so slick. I had this huge party. Parents are never going to find out. I get a call on my cell phone, like, the next day. And my dad's like, Greta! Did you have a party here? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He's like, come home right now. So I go home. My dad leads me into the living room and he points to the ground, like in the corner of the living room. He points to the ground and he has me look at our wood floor at like an angle. And I just see like a million footprints. Because I didn't mop that part of the floor.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, oh, my God, you're so fucking crazy. That he, you know when you need to, like, look at the wood at a certain angle to see what's happening on it?
But those dirty floors with all those footprints are probably the biggest giveaway.
It did look like I was just cha-cha sliding by myself for hours on end. I mean, it was crazy.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
High school parties were fun. I hated high school so much, though.
I loved high school. I was so good at it.
I was so, I don't know. I didn't hate it. I had a lot of highs and a lot of lows in high school. Mm. A lot of shit was happening with my family in high school that made it really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, when I was a sophomore in high school, I was friends with all these seniors, and then they left, and then it was like...
That's rough. Gotta kind of start over.
And then I had a boyfriend that was a year older than me the next year, and it's like, then he went to college, and then my senior year was all kinds of crazy.
Yeah, I get it.
It was so long ago.
So long ago. What year did you graduate?
I graduated 10 years ago.
I graduated in 2004.
You graduated 14 years ago.
Yeah, that's... Oh, my God. Whoa. That's like a nightmare.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I graduated from college in 2008, 10 years ago.
You graduated from your college graduation.
Yeah, UCLA.
Are you going to go to that?
I mean.
Check in. See when it is. Let's go to the reunion, Lo.
Like, I don't even know.
You're a Bruin.
What that would be.
You'd go and you'd do reunion shit. You'd see who's a doctor. You'd see who's married. You'd see who has
What do
babies.
I tell them I do? Hey, I have this
You're
cool podcast.
You're an entrepreneur.
I know, but I'm not like a scientist.
So?
I wish I was a dermatologist. This is my lifelong dream.
It was?
Yeah. I always wanted to be a doctor.
Why didn't you go to medical school?
I just was not that great at math. Mm. So, like, the prereqs are just too hard. But I was always great at science, like biology and, like, physiology. Like, all those things I loved and I slayed. But the math was too hard. Yeah, and it's just, like, was tricky. But I'm glad I do entrepreneurship and like a lot of cooking and stuff like that because I like day to day I'm so passionate about that.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't want to be a dermatologist.
The math shit fucks you up. I'm terrible at math.
Me too.
Terrible at math to the point that I kind of want to get a math tutor and relearn it.
When you are writing a tip, how do you calculate it?
I move the decimal point over one and I multiply that by two.
I think I do the same thing.
It's 20%.
Yeah.
And you want to know how I know that? Because an ex-boyfriend bullied me into remembering that. I'm being dead serious. He worked in finance and I was still in college. And obviously, I'm not a fucking math wizard. I'm terrible at math. Really so bad at math. Like you. I was really good at science. Really good at bio. Surprisingly good at physics. Because I guess
I got an A in physics. I got a C in chemistry. Because those moles and those equations. But I got an A in physics.
But the thing is, I can do math when it's presented to me in a certain way. You know what I mean?
What's A plus B?
C?
I don't know. I think it's A plus B equals X.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
But what was I saying? Oh, yes.
About the dude.
We were at dinner, and he was like, do you know what 20% of this is? Like, this is how he talked to me, by the way, which is fucked up. Why are you quizzing me? Why are you giving me a pop quiz? Are you my fucking trigonometry teacher? No. Like, what? It's so rude. It's so rude.
It is so rude.
When men do that. Stop flexing your tiny little nuts at me.
I think you should just, like, bite their wieners a little when they do stuff like that,
too. I hate that. I hate that because he was intentionally, now that I'm older and have more experience, he was trying to demean me.
Yeah, he was trying to hurt your feelings and make you feel like shit.
Small, like, yeah. Fuck you. Anyway, he was like, do you know what 20% of this is? And I was like, no. And he was like, how do you not know? Blah, blah, blah. Just being such a fucking dick. But anyway, he taught me. Move the decimal point over to the left, one. Mm-hmm. And then if it's $10, let's say, and you move that decimal point over, then you have one. And you multiply that by two. So then you leave a $2 tip.
Yeah. I always just take the first number and double it pretty much. Unless it's a three. If it's like $100, I take the first two digits. But if it's like a double digit number, $20,
same, it's
then
the
I
same
take
concept,
the first. Yeah,
the
exactly.
Same idea.
I'm not moving the decimal point. That's too complicated.
I'm just looking at
that first number and hitting the double button.
All right. Well, we'll be right back in 1 second. We just need to take a little break, ski-poo, to hear from our sponsors. And honestly, we have really good ones this week, and we just crushed those ad reads.
Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Beachbody On Demand, my favorite online fitness streaming service, because it gives you unlimited access to truly every single kind of workout you could think of. Beachbody On Demand also includes extensive nutritional content that's proven to help you achieve your health goal and to help you look weight and look super hot and get that body ready for the beach. Some brands you might be familiar with are P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, 3-Week Yoga Retreat. I mean, name it, they have it. I have been doing the Insanity workout, and it's honestly it is insane. It's the hardest workout on the planet. You shred. You get cut up. Like, honestly, you should see my body. It's nuts. I don't even recognize myself anymore. So you should definitely start working out because, look, it's February, second month of the year. There's time. There's still time to achieve all of your health goals. And I know you want to be healthy. And also, you can access this stuff anywhere, on your computer, on a web-enabled TV, on a tablet, a smartphone, truly anything that can connect to the internet, you can work out. And you don't need to pay a gym membership. You don't need to go to a class on personal time. It's all on your schedule. Traveling? Do the workouts in your hotel room. No time? Beachbody On Demand has workouts that range from 10 minutes to over an hour. So you can try this amazing program. All 600 workouts and nutritional information for free. Plus, your annual subscription is cheaper than a gym membership. You have to try it. Right now, my gorgeous Lady Lovin' listeners can get a free trial membership when you text Lady Lovin', LadyLovin, all one word, no spaces, to 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts and nutrition information free, free, free. Just text Lady Lovin', LadyLovin, all one word, to 303030.
Today's episode of Lady Lovin' is also brought to you by Tripping.com. Did you guys know that with Tripping.com, you can spend less time planning your next trip and more time relaxing? With Tripping.com, the world's number one site for vacation rentals, trusted by millions of travelers and featured by the New York Times, Travel and Leisure, Forbes, and more. With Tripping.com, one search lets you filter, compare, and sort over 10 million available properties on trusted sites like VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. And you don't have to wonder if you're getting the best deal on that winter cabin or beachfront home, because you're going to save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation with Tripping.com. So don't forget, if you want to save time and money while booking the perfect vacation rental for your next trip, head to tripping.com/lovin' right now. That's tripping.com/lovin', L-O-V-I-N. Again, tripping.com/lovin'.
And we're back.
Whoa.
Okay. Here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about dating because, you know, we love talking about dating on this
podcast. Should
we talk
about that hot tattooed dude that moved to LA?
Yeah, that guy's so fucking hot. I don't know if you guys remember this, but like a few months ago, maybe even a year ago.
No, not a year ago.
Is that possible?
No, not a year ago.
A few months ago. Mm-hmm. Lo was talking about the fact that she was dickmatized by a dude.
Yeah.
And that was when Lo was still living in New York. And now the dickmatizer is Lo's new neighbor in LA.
Yeah. Unexpectedly.
What's going on?
We're going to get together.
You guys are going to fuck.
Yeah.
Because you love fucking him.
It's the craziest sex I've ever had in my entire life.
What's so crazy about it?
Like the energy, like the chemistry is wild. And I don't even like this person that much as a person.
Yeah, you're just down for his D.
He is 6'4".
You want to get dicked
down. He's 6'4". Hot. He's like fully covered in tattoos.
Hot.
And he has an attitude.
I love a bad boy with an attitude.
He's a bad boy.
Why do chicks love bad boys?
I don't know.
It sucks.
But the sex is wild.
Does he talk dirty to you?
I don't even know. Like,
is it just hot because you guys just like need each other?
The chemistry is just so crazy. I've never met anybody that I've had physical chemistry like this with.
Okay. A lot of ladies write into us, like, with chemistry problems with their dudes. And I'm kind of like, sometimes the chemistry just isn't popping anymore. Do you think that's something you can recover from? Or do you think that's something you can create? Like, how does chemistry get recreated? Because if it's lost, is it just lost? But then chemistry is also confusing because, like, what you're saying, you have nuts physical chemistry with this guy, but you don't really want to fuck with him, like, other than that.
In real life, yeah. And I don't think he wants to fuck with me in real life.
Right. You guys are just down to fuck.
Yeah, like, we've talked, like, which it's like...
which I think is great.
Yeah, I mean, like, we enjoy each other's company.
Right, but you're not about to, like,
we're not
make this man your boyfriend.
Correct. We're not pursuing a dating relationship.
Just a physical one.
Just a physical one, yeah.
Does that feel empty for you?
It did, but not anymore.
Why?
Because I've recovered from my breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were first hooking up, I had not recovered from my breakup, and so it felt really empty. So and just, like, I was confused, and I thought that I did want to date this guy because I was so dickmatized,
right.
But it turns out that I didn't want to date him.
You were just not over your ex.
I was just not over my ex, and now I am over my ex. And, you know, I'm, like, in this new city. There's, you know, guys that are interested in me and vice versa. And
do you think that moving to L.A. helped solidify you moving on from your ex?
Yeah, I do. For sure.
Because you had so much association with New York in your life and what it was and what it used to be.
You know, the association, yeah. But I think also I needed to take back my power.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to live in Los Angeles when I was in our relationship. And
he didn't.
And Chris never wanted to. It was like a flat out refusal. You know, like sometimes he'd entertain it, but in his heart he didn't really want to. And so for me, it's kind of a twofold thing. My parents are getting older, and I did not and do not want to miss out on our lives together because I have a great relationship with my family, and I would be in New York, and I would be sitting there, like, day after day alone in my apartment being like, why am I 3,000 miles away from my family? Like, why am I purposefully here?
Yeah.
Just so I can, like, walk down Greenwich Avenue and, like, that feels really nice? What about the other 23 hours of the day when I'm just, like, sad and lonely and miss my people? And so I think for me, leaving New York enabled me, like I said, to get my power back. And it just put the decision back into my hands. And I made the decision to put my family first because I didn't have a family anymore in New York. Like, my friends were my family, but Chris was my family when we were together, and I didn't have that anymore. And as humans, like, we are pack animals. We need those people. We need those relationships. And I just was not being fulfilled in that way. And so coming home, like, filled me back up again. And I think it gave me the power and the strength to see what a fucking dickbag he had been to me and just be like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to stand for this. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Time and space. Time and, like, and making space. Hard decisions.
Time and space.
But the past year is, the worst year ever. Like,
yeah.
Because we broke up in March last year, so we're coming on a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, when this episode goes live, is our anniversary week. Our anniversary was February 12th. So...
What do you count as an anniversary?
We counted from the day that we met.
Got it.
Instead of when we, like, decided to, like, go steady. Because, I don't know, I think as grown-ups you want to, like, make your relationship seem longer than it is.
Yeah, why do we do that?
I don't know. But, yeah, we counted from the day that we met.
Why do we want to make our relationships seem longer than they are?
I have no idea. To, like, impress upon other people the validity of them. That's always what comes to mind.
It's like, I'm when like, you're
believe
younger.
Me, it's serious. It was this long.
Right. But it's the same concept as when you're younger. People are like, how old are you? And you're like, I'm 16, even though really you're 15 and you're going to be 16 in like 3 months, you know?
Yes.
Like, why did we feel the need to lie?
I don't know.
You know, and now, you know, you get older and you're like holding on to your youth.
Yeah. I don't really know. I have thought about that so many times, but never expressed it out loud. So thank you for saying that out loud. And I bet a bunch of our listeners have wondered.
I just wonder that. Like, even with me and my dude, we have not been dating that long at all. But whenever anybody asks me how long you've been dating, I always try and make it sound
like longer.
Like longer, because
you want it to be like legit.
Yeah, or people will be like, oh, maybe you just feel this way because you're in like this phase or this or that or the other. And it's like, or I can just feel this way and feel really confident about feeling this way.
Totally. 100%.
It's so funny that we all lie about that. You're like, oh, I don't know, we've been together for say 6 months, and like reality, you've been together for like 4.
Yeah. Cool.
I think I'm going to start lying about my age. I think I'm going to start telling people that I'm like 35. I'm going to go back to like lying up. You know, I'm going to like go into an audition room and be like, how old are you? I'm like 35. They're like,
you
wow.
You look fucking great for 35.
You look
That's
amazing
skin.
For 35.
Damn.
And then by the time I am 35 and people find out, they're going to think I'm 42.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the long game.
Well, didn't Rebel Wilson do that?
Well, all of these, I don't know if she lied down, but I don't know if she did that on purpose. I don't know really what was happening. She sued that like publication in Australia.
Right.
Yeah, because I think, I don't know, something where people thought that she was like 30 or 28, and in reality she's like 37.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's so funny.
She makes me laugh.
She makes me LOL in pitch perfect.
I love laughing.
Me too.
I laugh all the time. You know, it's been really...
You really do.
I laugh nonstop. But what annoys me is this fucking flu. I can't laugh. I was at a show last night and I couldn't laugh. It's like, it hurts me.
Yeah, I get it.
It hurts me to laugh.
I get it.
Did want to mention this too. Guys, see, no one's actually texting me, but this is important. I just got a notification. I always get scared when I get these notifications on my phone that it's going to be like... something really crucial and important, like the world's melting.
Yeah.
But urgent, call your member of Congress now. Yeah, that's
fuck off.
Also important. No, it is important. We do. Oh, midterm elections coming up. Very important. Got to keep an eye out for that.
Okay. We'll talk about that when they're closer.
But what I did want to mention, which another thing that Lo and I were talking about on the way here, is how I told... per Lo's advice, and I've talked about this before, how I told my boyfriend that he was hurting my feelings, because you do that and that solidifies when they become your boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's
true.
A funny concept.
With my ex. Okay, we're talking about this because, like, I'm back in the dating game, right? And, like, I'm dating guys, and, like, I like some of them, and I don't like others, and, you know, some of them get freaked out. And they fuck up, or they, like,
I just am so over guys getting freaked out.
I know, but it's just, like, it's who they are, and we just have to deal with it, I guess. But in so many of my relationships, I told this to Greta when she did it with her boyfriend. My last boyfriend, I don't remember what it was about, but he hurt my feelings. He was, like, starting to ghost me or whatever. And I just, in a very calm, kind, straightforward way, told him that he was hurting my feelings. And what resulted was him taking me seriously. Mm-hmm. And it turned into a really long, generally good relationship.
Yeah.
And so I think when Greta was starting to date this dude,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, he like did something or mm-hmm. you're mad about something.
Yeah. And yeah. I told him he hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And then he understood that his like actions really meant something to me. Yeah. He understood that I was being serious about the relationship. And then it just evolved from there.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Being vulnerable, being open, really the key to the relationship.
I agree.
Open line of communication.
If you're not willing to put yourself out there, like, in how you communicate and, like, how you're being honest with somebody, A, they are not mind readers. Like, they have no fucking clue what's going on in your brain, especially when it's early days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that even if it's early and they're doing something that you don't like, it's important to vocalize that in, like, a respectful way
mm-hmm.
that allows that behavior to be, like, addressed and potentially eliminated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you, like, tell them straight up, not, like, in a mean way, just, like, hey, like, you know, this is happening and it makes me really uncomfortable, it hurts my feelings or whatever. Like, how often, literally, does somebody tell you to your face that you are hurting their feelings?
Never.
Never. And when they do, it is like getting a fucking fire lit under your ass and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to react to this. Generally, in the way that the person communicating to you would like you to do. Because humans, like, generally, unless you're a sociopath, don't want to hurt other people's feelings. You want people to feel good.
Right,
and
right.
If somebody's literally like, Greta, like, you're hurting my feelings when you do this. Oh, you'd my God. Be like, oh, like, fuck,
stops
I'm so
me
sorry.
In my tracks.
Totally, 100%. And so it just, like, it just works on guys.
Well, it also just works on people.
It works on people, but it works on guys when you're, like, trying to kind of move from this, like, weird place
just
and they ghost you
because
they freak
them.
Out. And if you tell them, like, hey, you're hurting my feelings, like, I like you. I don't want that much. Like, you know, it generally
guys are
like,
fucking
works.
Pussies.
I know.
Guys are fucking pussies. Like, all that I'm asking is to just, like, hang out, have some food, have a drink.
Totally.
They all think. It's like, I love how cocky so many dudes are in thinking that, like, oh, thank you so much for assuming that I'm dying to move in with your ass and, like, make you my husband. You should be so lucky. To any woman out there that is feeling like they're, I don't know, coming off in some way or another, take a second and think about how this dude is coming off.
Yes, for sure.
It's like, I'm just trying to chill and have a nice time. You're acting like a fucking freak. So don't make me feel like a freak because you're feeling freaked out. Don't deflect your freakiness on me.
I know. I also wish guys would just understand that the more they torture you, the crazier we become.
Yeah. Also,
and then
same with them. The more we torture them, they become psychopaths too.
But then it's like, stop being so crazy. Stop me, like, overwhelming me and all this shit. It's like, you're treating me like shit. You're driving me fucking crazy. Like, if you were just nice to me, I wouldn't be such a psycho.
Also, pretty sure when I'm trying to act normal, you're acting like I'm trying to fucking put a shackle on you.
Yes.
I hate that. Like, ball and deal, ball and chain. Like, fuck off. If I go to one more wedding and hear one more person be like, oh, happy Zach found his ball and chain, I'm gonna really fucking blow my brains out.
Lose your shit.
Really, I will. It's crazy. It's crazy that people still say that.
I wish it was socially acceptable to tell a dude that, like, likes you but is, like, not fully on board yet. Like, bro.
Not fully on,
like,
board yet.
Bro, what are you waiting for? Don't you know that 8 other dudes are hitting me up right now?
I mean, look.
Not that I'm dating all of them, but, like, hello, like,
It's you can so make that socially acceptable. You just need to figure out the right way to do it.
I don't know. I don't think I could ever bring myself to say that to somebody.
You could be like, look, man, I don't know. Like, I like you, and I want to hang out with you. Like, you're not my only option here.
That's true.
But I want to make you my only option. I want you to be it for me.
Yeah.
There's a way that you can say that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not about to say that to anybody, by the way. But
I mean, there's a way you could say it.
But for anybody that, like, is in that situation, I guess you could say it.
There's a way.
There's a way.
Wait, you know what I think it's time for?
What?
You're going to answer a question.
Okay.
Because this kind of plays into what we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. This generally is just dealing with the rules of initiating and not initiating conversation in gray area dating.
My life right now?
I like to call this... it is gray area dating. Mm-hmm. You've been gray zoned.
Gray zoned.
You've been gray zoned. I don't think it's friend zoned.
Grace.
They don't want you've been graced. You've been graced. Because it's not a friend zone, because they're not hitting you up to be friends.
No.
You know? And they are putting you in a gray zone.
You're getting gray zoned.
So here's the cue. Our lovely Aussie listener was dating someone for 4 months from August to November. They're both 25. Great guy. Pause right there. Let's stop making excuses for these guys. Everyone writes into us being like, hi, I'm 24. I started dating my boyfriend. First one to get out there, he's a great guy. But, and then you rattle off some fucked up shit that he did. Maybe he's not a caring guy and that's okay. But maybe he is. So I'm just over this. We all
make excuses for these guys.
Every time.
He's like, but he's actually really nice. Oh, but blah, blah,
yeah, oh, but I know in his heart, no, he's acting like a fucking douche canoe. You know, he's acting like a fucking punch ass bitch. Like, douche this isn't canoe. What, like, nice guy. It infuriates me when I hear my girlfriends being like, blah, 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 but Travis is actually, like, a really nice guy, even though he hasn't talked to me in 3 weeks, and I saw him fucking another girl. I swear he's really nice. I'm like, no, Travis is not a nice guy. His name is Travis.
Okay, anyway. Read the question.
Okay. He is great, caring guy. Everything was amazing, and he's been different than any other guy she's ever been with. She felt like it was fate. But because we noticed each other at university class, it was a dream girl from afar. But they only connected 7 years later via Tinder. He went on vacation for most of November, but we kept talking. He came home early in December and started a new job immediately. I saw him after his first day of work. We were so excited to see each other. He brought me a gift from overseas. The rest of the week went by and we were talking. Everything was fine. After that, he suddenly stopped initiating texts. She texted him twice over 2 weeks. Both times he replied, apologizing for slacking and saying work had him doing 13-hour days. He was on day 17 in a row. However, he did not keep the conversation going. The following week was her birthday. He sent her a sweet message, again apologizing, but didn't keep the conversation going. Now we're at Christmas Eve. She's confused. He seemed to genuinely show interest by continuing to apologize. Yet, she hadn't seen him for 3 weeks, and she asked him whether he still wanted this. He sent the longest reply, saying that on top of work being insane, a bunch of other personal stuff was happening. So, she...
What's up?
Just kind of doesn't really know what to do. She doesn't think that she can initiate again, as he explained to her, you know, she wrote us the whole text that he wrote back to her, but basically a lot of stuff is going, to be honest, perfectly honest, I'm probably not in the best headspace to give you what you deserve in terms of spending time with you and putting in effort and working on us, but a day will come where I'll be able to do that. I just don't know when that will be and everything that's going on. I'm sorry for not really communicating this to you. I'm quite reserved about telling people and wasn't excited to say, hey, I really like you, but I have all this family stuff. So, should she give him more time? Should she initiate? Should she just move on?
I think that she should communicate that the door is open, but in the meantime, not hit him up and not seek him out.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no benefit to being mean about somebody telling you how they really feel. You know what I mean? Like, what's really going on. So, like, there's no point in, like, not being there for him or being his friend. You know what I mean? I think you're just like, hey, like, I hear you. You know, you can say that you're disappointed or, whatever. You can say how you feel, but be like, you know what? Like, I'm sorry you're dealing with this. Like, let me know what I can do. And, like, the door's open and, like, I'm here for you.
I agree. Also, I take back what I said. He does sound like a really nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
Sound very caring. And it does sound like...
nice.
Sorry, that was me ranting about personal damages that have been done to me in the past.
I get it.
But he does sound really nice, and it does sound like he has a lot of serious family stuff happening.
What is the family stuff? Is there like a death or illness
no,
or something?
No, it is, you know, it's dealing with a family member going back to prison.
Oh.
A lot of things of that nature.
Got it.
But... I think that you should say to him, look, I'm here for you. I'm so sorry that you're going through that. Know that, like, it bums me out because I'm really interested in you. I love spending time with you. But, you know, I can't, like, I need to let you do your thing and I'll do mine. And hopefully we can reconnect. But if not, you know, no harm, no foul. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry.
That's shitty.
It's really hard.
You can never. I find that my problem with messages like that is that I never know if I should actually believe the person or not.
Yeah, it's hard. I choose to believe people when they send me that shit because if you choose to not believe them, you're just going to drive yourself cuckoo. You know,
yeah.
If you're constantly thinking that what people are telling you is a lie,
yeah,
then that gets you nowhere. What are you going to do with that?
I totally agree. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I agree. And if, like, you have, like, a history with him and he's, like, been a good person and, like, you know his friends and family and stuff, like, then I think you take him at face value or take him at his word. Or, like, if you know that he's, like, literally at work 13 hours a day, like, then you believe him, I guess.
You know? And you can also just make the decision to believe him.
Yeah, you can make the decision to believe him. And then, yeah, I mean, you're going to drive yourself way less crazy if you just decide to believe him.
Yeah, I think you should. It sounds like what's going on in his life is really insane.
Can I have a question, though?
Yeah.
Why is it that even when people have a lot of fucking shit going on, like, if you really like somebody, don't you just kind of make room for them? Because I would.
I think it's hard for a lot of people.
Yeah. I guess that I have to remember that everyone is not moi.
I also think that – I think people get really overwhelmed by feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
I think people get really overwhelmed by love and attachment and feelings. And I think a lot of people really don't know what to do with that and think that life is easier without it. I personally believe that – and this is, I'm a convert to this, but I think, like, love makes everything better.
Yeah, I believe that.
But I think a lot of people don't know what to do with that feeling and don't know what to do with that emotion.
Like, it freaks them out.
Yeah. And I think that you need to be at a place of personal maturity to handle that feeling.
Yeah, I get it.
And to handle that intensity and, like, what that means to you. Mm. And you need to be able to separate that from the rest of your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can have a whole separate life outside of this person, but I think a lot of people get so overwhelmed and sucked in by it that it becomes their everything.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta know what to do.
I agree.
You know?
Can I ask our listeners a question?
Yeah.
I asked you this question in the car.
What?
Do dudes track your Instagram
yes.
activity?
Yes.
Because, like, I never look at it. I looked at Instagram activity the other day for like the first time.
It makes
in like
me
a
feel
year.
Really bad. I never look at it. It makes me feel really bad.
And like, I don't do it because it's like, I just don't care. But like, I realized that people can be like watching you.
Yeah.
Via your Instagram.
Yeah. Recently, Instagram has been making me feel so depressed.
Really?
Oh my God. It's been making me feel so bad about myself.
Why?
I don't know.
You just hate it?
I don't hate it. Like, I love it. But I keep on seeing, I'm like having a real FOMO depression moment. It's like I'm seeing what other people are doing and I'm comparing myself to what they're doing and why I'm not doing it. But then like, I need to look at myself. Like, I've been sick with the fucking flu for the past week.
Oh God, yes.
But
this totally
on Instagram,
into it.
Like, I don't look like I'm dying.
Right,
you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes.
100. But I've just been getting really affected by that, and I've also been getting affected by, like, my boyfriend's exes on Instagram. Like, damn, that threw me for a loop.
I get it. That's...
Gotta detach.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And I don't want to feel pathetic for that or admitting that, because I think a lot of people deal with that. But I'm just really navigating dealing with this, like, Instagram depression that I know isn't real. You know, I know these things aren't real, and I know that it's all just how everything looks and not how everything actually is.
I get it, girl. Mostly I'm just like, oh, shit, I can stalk you.
Yeah. I'm over here being like, what is my life? Who am I? And Lo's like, oh, my God, I can look at your entire history.
I know. I'm, like, just tapping into this.
I love that. Do you have any questions about sex?
Not really.
Okay. Other than the fact that you're going to holler at that boy and have sex with him?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I am. We were supposed to meet up the other day, and then I couldn't.
I want to know, because I have my period right now, I want to know if any of our listeners have any good tips for sex on your period. Because, like, here's the thing. I hate throwing a towel down. That's like disgusting to me.
Same, but I do
I mean, I do it too, but when people like throw a towel down, it makes me feel like a dog or like a baby being changed on a table. And I'm down to do it. Obviously, you have to, because it becomes a bloody mess, you know? It's like a Sunday bloody Sunday down there. But I want to know if anybody has like a little trick.
Yeah, me
too. Period sex tricks.
Also, there's a really interesting article that was in New York Magazine years ago at this point. It's called Bloodhounds.
Oh, men that love fucking?
Men that love fucking.
Or eating girls out on their periods?
Just fucking, going down on the whatever.
I will say it is.
You should
really
check out the article. It's really interesting.
One of the hottest things that has ever happened to me was a guy pulled out my tampon.
Oh
to
my
fuck
God.
Me.
You've told me that story. That is wild.
Yeah, but then I was so fucked up and I woke up in the morning and it was on the ground next to the bed. It's disgusting.
That's gross. Yeah.
But, you know, happy it happened.
Get it, girl.
Well, this was a nice little catch up.
Same. Nostalgia.
Same.
This episode is titled Nostalgia.
It is. And who's it dedicated to?
Probably Jill, because she's just not here.
Jillie's our lady lovin'.
She's just going out and getting her bills paid right now.
Yeah, so, like, write into us, okay? Write into us. I want to know how you guys are fucking on your period. I want to know if when you... I want everyone to think when they call a guy a nice guy and think if they're actually a nice guy and if they deserve that.
Yeah, I agree.
I also want everyone to not be scared to say how they feel.
Tell them they hurt your feelings.
Tell them they hurt your feelings and then watch them become your boyfriend.
It works. It works.
And to our listener, the one question that we did cover today, I think you just need to tell them how you feel and then lay low.
I agree.
That's it.
What a nice kicked back episode.
Wasn't it?
And it's Valentine's Day week, so practice self-love or love with your boo.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I kind of want to make, you know what I think I'm going to do this weekend and I'm going to put on my Spotify? I'm going to make a fuck playlist.
Cool.
Yeah, so all of you guys can tune into my fuck playlist.
We'll get you the link.
Yeah, I'll plug that. But also come to our live show on the 21st.
Yeah, for real.
That'll be really fun, and we hope to see you there.
Okay, chat next week, y'all.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.